Angola, Venezuela, and Malaysia were put forth by their regional groups and ran uncontested, easily achieving more than the two-thirds majority of votes needed to validate their victories. The only suspense in Thursday's ballot was in the group known as Western Europe and Others. WEOG, as it is known, is not a strictly regional group as it includes far-flung members such as Britain, Canada, Australia, and Israel. In that group, Turkey, Spain, and New Zealand vied for only two available council seats. New Zealand captured a two-thirds majority in the first round, but Spain and Turkey had to go through two more rounds of ballots before Spain prevailed. Speaking after the results, Malaysia's foreign minister, Anafa Aman, noted that this year has been a difficult one for his nation following two airliner crashes.
Malaysians from all walks of life have come together to stand together and unite behind the nation. It is my hope that Malaysia's election to the UNSC will similarly unite all Malaysians, particularly as we pursue the interests in the realm of international peace and security as a member of the Security Council.
Analyst and executive editor of Independent Diplomat, Karn Ross, tells VOA he expects Venezuela will probably echo its foreign policy opinions inside the Council.
And of course, a recurring theme is hostility to the United States and its interference as they see it in Latin America.
Venezuela's foreign minister, Rafael Ramirez, appeared to seize on that right away, saying his country had won its seat despite a maligned campaign against his country and would seek to defend developing countries from its seat on the council. He is heard here through an interpreter.
We take up this challenge, determined to continue our fight against the willingness to subject countries to the subjugation, domination, exploitation, and foreign occupation.
In a statement, U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power expressed disappointment that Venezuela was put forward by Latin American and Caribbean countries as their nominee. She said council candidates should support the principles of the UN Charter, including promoting universal respect for human rights. She noted that Venezuela has failed to do this and that the United States would continue to call upon Venezuela to respect the fundamental freedoms and universal human rights of its people. The winners will take their seats on the 15-nation council January 1st and replace outgoing members Argentina, Australia, Luxembourg, South Korea, and Rwanda. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.